chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness in this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Here comes a moment when the world's a ship on the sea. There comes a time when it feels sailing astray, and you got a lot of things to do. Oh, that are its ways, a war that you will never win without His grace. You begin to wonder, like a possessed wind, and you chase the world, hoping you will possess it. But when you come to reality, you get a feel that God is sins, but you still fail His hand, 'cause you are just of the flesh. And work for the Lord. Give no room to tires of the flesh, and wait on the Lord. He will strengthen you, He will remember you, He will reward your soul abundantly. You go on to Satan knows you're his child, and you know why you gave flesh to space. Yet if you had rejected him, he would have fled, and you'd be called a child of God, for there empowered to conquer. But hope isn't over for you to return home and be accepted as the child belonging there, having given up all your sin, for the Father who forgives, for the glory of our Lord in Jesus Christ. Amen. Put on the armor of salvation and work for the Lord. Give no room to tires of the flesh, and wait on the Lord. He will strengthen you, and work for the Lord. Give no room to tires of the flesh, and wait on the Lord. He will strengthen you, He will remember you, He will reward your soul abundantly. He will strengthen you, He will remember you, He will reward your soul abundantly.